Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. It is there's a topic that we talk an awful lot about because it touches a lot of us personally and a lot of people, and that's Alzheimer's and the effect as we age and this notion of health care and quality of care.
Yeah.
It is World Alzheimer's Awareness Month this month, and so we thought we should we would do another piece on that because there's constant research being done, Faisal, about how to improve the quality of life and extend the quality of your mental health, you know, as you're facing what's a really debilitating disease.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got a couple of terrific guests to join us today. Given all that I've said, Dr. Jenny Plaug, who's a scientific director of the Aging Community and Health Research Unit at McMaster University. And in addition to that, Dr. Maureen Markle-Reed. She's Canada Research Chair in Aging, Chronic Disease, and Health Promotion Interventions. She's also at McMaster University. Ladies, thank you very much for taking some time with us today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is, of course, Alzheimer's Awareness Month worldwide. This is not just a disease that touches us in, you know, in Calgary and Ontario or in Canada. This is a worldwide issue that we're facing. Perhaps you can tell us a little bit about, bring us up to speed on maybe some of the kinds of assistive devices or research that's been done recently to try to enhance the quality of life for people that are suffering from this disease.
Yes. So our research focuses mainly on different strategies to support caregivers or family and friend caregivers of seniors who have Alzheimer's disease or other types of dementia, as well as multiple chronic conditions. And so we've done a number of studies in that area that Jenny can speak to.
So much of our focus has been looking at caregivers. So we know, for example, that people with Alzheimer's disease or dementia often have many other chronic conditions as well. So it becomes very challenging for caregivers. So some of our work has been looking at web-based supports. So we know that it's often hard for caregivers to leave the home. And so being able to access web-based supports, such as the internet and other materials, has been very helpful. So what is available on the web includes material such as just education material about what is Alzheimer's, how we can support people who have that, and how to support caregivers. But there are also chat rooms available that people can connect with caregivers, as well as some connections with professionals available through the web. And so our research has found that the combination of those kinds of supports actually makes a difference for caregivers. It helps decrease their stress, anxiety, and depression. One of the projects that we were involved with was actually testing a toolkit for caregivers to see how it could help them. And so they were able to participate in sections like My Story, What Helps Me, What Are My Goals, What's My Backup Plan, What Am I Doing for Myself Today. So we asked caregivers who used that toolkit, what did you find most useful about it? And they said, it was just being able to share their experience with others. The information was useful, and also finding out about different community resources was really helpful to those caregivers.
And I think that's a key point, Dave, because we find that many of our clients who talk to us that are in this situation where they're the caregiver,
yes,
find themselves feeling alone.
Oh, yeah.
That they don't have, there's no support or a community out there that's experiencing what they're experiencing. And these types of chat rooms or My Story definitely give an opportunity for individuals to go online, read up at their own pace, at their own time.
Yeah.
It's not like you have to attend a meeting or anything like that. This is you grab the information when you're ready, and then you know that other people are going through what you're going through.
Yeah.
And they're giving you ideas or things that they've experienced, so you can learn from them. So you're taking, it's kind of like a buffet. You're taking the best of all the ideas out there and putting it on your own plate.
No, I think that's really good. And ladies, I'll just toss this out to whichever one of you wants to start or run with this. But I am curious about what some of the latest or the newest innovations are, things you know, your community of experts are thinking about, and even what's been proven to work, because there's a lot of misinformation out there. I mean, what are some of the general tips, tricks, you know, hints that you could give to people that perhaps are caregivers right now and they're, you know, caring for somebody with dementia, Alzheimer's?
I can take a stab at that. One of the organizations that's very helpful is the Alzheimer's Society. They have a program called First Link, which attempts to hook up or link caregivers to formal services early in the process, because oftentimes caregivers wait and delay use of services until it's really in a crisis situation where they're burnt out or the the individual with dementia is suffering from other complications from the disease. So it's really important for caregivers to get connected early, and this program is really instrumental in doing that. The other resource that I wanted to highlight is the McMaster Optimal Aging Portal, and this is a free website that gives information on exactly what you're asking about. It has over 75 topics on health and social services and over 100 resources alone on the topic of Alzheimer's and dementia. So what they do in the portal is they really summarize the latest evidence related to managing the Alzheimer's disease. They help people make sense of the scientific research so that they can more easily make decisions, and helps them to stay informed on various topics related to the concerns that they have. And you can subscribe to this newsletter, so they'll actually push out updates on a regular basis. So I would highly encourage people to go to that website.
Have either of you come across any new innovations that are out there? I understand that there's resources that people can go and grab or get pushed information to. But what about the new things that are out there, or certain innovations that, you know, the general public may not even know that's available as this disease gets more and more part of the mainstream? I'm going to call it that way, as sad as it sounds. What are some of the new innovations out there that you're seeing?
It's a tough one. I think, as Maureen said, the Alzheimer's Society. So there are local Alzheimer's societies in many communities. There's an Ontario Alzheimer's Society and a Canadian. And if you go on those websites, you'll see a lot of different innovations. And one of the innovations I was looking at, for example, recently in the Alberta area was Asant Cafe, A-S-A-N-T Cafe. So that's an online gathering place for people with dementia and their caregivers, and they provide regular updates about some of those kinds of innovations, but also the opportunity to connect. And so we're recognizing, I think, more and more that the social connections with other caregivers are absolutely key.
I think that is absolutely true, and Faisal, you and I know people personally who've been touched by that. I'm sure everybody does, right? And it's a very, very difficult job.
And you know what else is out? What I'm noticing too, Dave, is that when I'm doing my research on technology companies and so forth, there's a lot more technology now than ever before helping in these types of situations. For example, mm-hmm. the Apple Watch that just came out, yep, allows now more communication with family doctors and checking if people fall and so forth, because although you may have Alzheimer's, even a fall is, yep, still very, very traumatizing and needs to be addressed right away. There are more and more pieces of technology, and you're talking to some of the big names, Amazon, Google, Facebook, and mm-hmm. Apple, that are using more and more technology that you can actually be virtually with your loved one,
right,
while you're not there. They've got camera systems that you can keep tracks on. There are information that can get notifications to your phone if the doors are unlocked or opened,
yep,
and that you can know that even though you're not there with mom or dad, that at least you have information coming, right, to you, so you don't feel powerless. Like the regret of, I wish I could be there,
right,
or I wish I could do that. People have to have their lives, and they have to balance everything. These are technologies that are coming down. I'm excited to see more and more of this, and as these chat rooms, these groups that are communicating, as they experience these different types of technology, that's going to get pushed, yep, out, and you're going to see more and more of that.
Jenny and excuse me, Maureen, I want to thank you for your time today. We appreciate your input.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye.
Bye-bye. We've been joined by Dr. Jenny Plaug, Scientific Director of the Aging, and Dr. Maureen Merkel-Reed, Canada Research Chair in Aging, Chronic Disease, and Health Promotion Interventions. So, Faisal, we've got maybe a minute left here. We believe that health is an asset class. We're going to talk about that in segment four of the show today. It's, yep, absolutely critical. It's not just about Alzheimer's. We do spend time on that, but it's a much broader conversation than just one disease.
And the number one issue that people see as they age or they go through retirement is their health care and their health issues. Alzheimer's is one that keeps on coming up when, mm-hmm, I talk to them.
Yep.
So how do you make sure your finances are in order for that? We're going to talk about that on Tuesday, October 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Oak Ridge Co-op Wine, Spirits, and Beer. You need to reserve your seat, so give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400, or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com. I do have to say that we are filling up rooms quick. Please go online or call us to book, because we don't want to say no and not see you if we can see you sooner than later.
And if part of your plan, your retirement plan, involves working or continuing to work, then stick around for the next segment, because we're going to talk about how you can transition your skills to a different kind of a career, work at a pace and in a job that's very interesting to you. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.